The one thing I want to emphasize is to get the full meaning of any scripture, you really have to read it slowly.
我们应该更加静下心来，慢慢的来读这个经，能够知道它里面的真意。
How many of you have discovered that you get more out of the Bible if you just read it slowly?
大家有没有觉得我们读得越慢，就收获和体会就会越多？
That's really how it should be read. The Bible, if you're going to get the full meaning, the full weight, you have to read it slowly and think about it.
真正的读经，我们就是应该这样慢慢的读，慢慢的思想、默想神的话语。
And allow God through the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart about what you're reading.
让神借着内住的圣灵来启示我们他不变的真理。
So just keep that in mind. The Bible is unlike any book. I mean, you can read it fast, but you're not going to get the full impact of it unless you read it slowly.
神的话不像任何世上的书，快快的读一遍就可以了，乃是要慢慢的去思想。
And that's always going to be a challenge for us because we like things fast, we like things quick, we want to move on, we want to know what we know. But you're not going to grow spiritually if that's your attitude with reading the Bible, just FYI.
但在这件事情，慢慢读经、慢慢思想，在现在这个社会很有挑战，因为现在我们都喜欢快快快。
And many of you know that, right? If you've been to college, you know you don't just go to the lecture and you don't study. After the lecture, you study for hours and hours and hours thinking, practicing what you just heard.
大家可能都有这样的体会，我们在学校的时候去听了一个讲座，我们并不是通过那个讲座就完全有了对了一个东西有了认知，乃是讲座之后我们也做功课，不停地做研究，然后慢慢地去了解了那个讲座所讲的东西。
So as you think about John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 and 14, there is so much truth in these verses, but we're just gonna hit it on one level. But there's many levels.
我们今天的经文是约翰福音1章1到5节和14节，这里面有很多神给我们的真理和启示。我们今天只是侧重一个点，我们慢慢的来思想。
So I have two goals today. The first goal is you're gonna get information.
我们今天有2个目标，第一个，我们将获得知识和信息。
The second goal is that you will experience transformation.
第二个目标是借着我们获得的信息和知识，我们要生命得到改变。
And that's why you pray. That's why you should be coming to church. That's why you should be reading the Bible. Information and transformation.
这就是从信到信的一个过程，从我们听到了这些福音的消息，然后到生命的改变，都需要一个过程。
So my hope today is that the information you get about Jesus will expand, will grow.
我们今天希望借着这个经文，让我们更多的来认识主耶稣基督。
For some of you, you may be hearing some of these things for the first time.
可能在座的有些是第一次听这个关于主耶稣基督的事情。
For others, it may just encourage you in what you already know.
可能对一些其他的弟兄姐妹来说，可能你已经听过了，但也是一个对你的劝慰和鼓励。
But the hope is that you won't just stay there with just, oh, I got more information.
但我希望的是，并不是说哦，你已经听过了，然后就只是说我们耳朵听听，知道了一些信息而已。
The hope is, as you see Jesus in a bigger way today, that will actually change you, that will change your heart, your mind, your will, your emotions.
我深深的盼望，借着今天的信息，在座的弟兄姐妹能够借着今天的信息，能够更深的认识主耶稣基督，从而有一个这样一个更大、更活泼的盼望。
Because as you connect to Jesus more, as your idea of Jesus grows and deepens, you will be transformed.
当我们更多的来认识、亲近我们的主耶稣基督，我们和他的连接越来越紧的时候，我们会更多的、更深的认识他。
You will experience the fruit of the Spirit in a deeper way.
我们也会更好、更深的结出圣灵的果子来。
With the impact or the outcome that you'll have more joy as a Christian.
然后我们也会有那说不出来、无法形容的大喜乐。
You'll have more peace
我们会有更多不能震动的平安。
because you are developing and growing in your knowledge of your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们在各样的知识和智慧上，更多的来认识了我们的主耶稣基督。
So that's good news, right?
这就是好的消息
Right? You should welcome that, right? Amen?
大家应该很开
Yeah,
心啊。
I mean, God is so good. It's amazing how little He asks from us, right? I mean, we're gonna leave here and we're gonna do our day, and God allows that. I mean, He's so good. Amen.
我们的神本为善，他让我们大家有呼吸，就在座的大家都能够做这样做那样，其实就是神的一些善。
So just enjoy the goodness of God. Amen?
我们
Amen?
要一起来
Okay.
认识神的良善。
All right, let's pray and we'll get into the study. Amen?
好，我们祷告。
All right, Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
we just thank you so much for Jesus.
我们为着主耶稣基督感谢赞美你。
We thank you for saving us.
谢谢你拯救了我们。
We thank you for having mercy on us.
谢谢你施怜悯给我们。
We thank you for forgiving us.
谢谢你原谅了我们。
We thank you for protecting us.
谢谢你保护我们。
You are just a God of goodness and giving.
你是充满良善的神。
And it's amazing how little you expect from us.
你向我们所要的甚少。
It's just you want to share to our minds who you are.
你就只是想单单的向我们启示你是何怎样一位神，
So that we can just thank you and praise you.
让我们认识这个真理，让我们能以至于来赞美你。
Open our minds to your truth this morning, Lord.
愿你打开我们属灵的眼睛和心，
May you receive all the glory.
愿所有的荣耀都归给你。
I pray that we will not just get information today, but that we will be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
我盼望我们今天不只是听听一些信息，乃是真正的被圣善的灵所改变。
We pray that all in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
Amen, amen. So
嗯。
we're going to open up with some scripture. The title for the message is Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus?
今天信息的题目是耶稣基督是谁？
And we're just going to be looking at John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, and then 14.
我们今天主要是看约翰福音第一章1到5节和14节。
So opening scripture, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
好，我们再把今天的经文仔细读一遍。大家，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
So what we're receiving this morning is a high level of enlightened wisdom from God.
我们今天早上所探讨的这些经文是一个神很高的启示。
And the person who's revealing this truth to us is John the Apostle.
然后这些话语是借着使徒约翰，写给我们的。
If anyone's qualified to share this information with us, it would be John the Apostle.
使徒约翰是最好的一个做这样见证的一个人。
I would not have much credibility writing this.
如果是我来写，我可能就写的不是那么好了。
John the Apostle has just the amount of credibility that you need to convince you that this is true.
因着使徒约翰他自己的经历和背景，所以他是一个值得神信任的一个仆人，然后写下了这样值得我们可以信任的这些话语。
Because John the Apostle lived with Jesus, hung out with Jesus, ate with Jesus, saw the miracles of Jesus, was there for his life and death and resurrection. I mean, John saw a lot.
因为使徒约翰曾经与耶稣基督一同行走，一同吃饭，也见证了主耶稣基督被钉十字架，3天之后复活，也见证了主耶稣基督行了许多的神迹。
And if you look at 1 John, not John 1, always confuses people. 1 John, he says that. He says, we have handled him. We have seen him. We've heard him. We've experienced the word of life.
如果大家记得约翰一书第1章有说过。这书是记着的， 我是为我所亲眼所见、所听过、手所摸过的这位主所做这个见证。
So you can trust what you're reading.
所以，我们今天所读的经文，我们是可以相信这是真的，
You can believe it.
我们可以相信它，
You should receive it.
我们也应该凭着信心接受它。
He was there. He knew Jesus as well as anyone could know him.
因为写这本书的，写这些话的作者约翰，使徒约翰，他当时就和我们主耶稣在一起。
And so this morning, we're going to begin where the apostle begins in what we just read in John chapter 1.
所以我们也是从约翰福音的第一章我们开始。
And John begins his book with establishing the identity of the Word.
约翰福音的开篇是从来讲这个太初有道，什么是道的这个身份来讲的。
And so I want to start by asking an important question that's usually asked during interviews.
我现在来问一问大家一些，就是面试的时候经常会问的一个问题。
I mean, ironically, one of the most difficult questions you'll ever get on an interview is,
讽刺的是，大家如果我们的有面试的经历，这有一个非常困难的问题，在面试的时候会这个问题是，
It's tell us something about yourself.
你。告诉我，请简单介绍一下你自己，就
Who are you?
你是谁？面试官会问。
That's a really tough question to answer.
这其实是一个很难回答的一个问题。
Tell me something about yourself.
简单的介绍我一下你自己。
I mean, the question is asking for your identity, asking for your character, asking for your experiences.
接着这个问题，面试官在问你，你的身份是什么？你的经历是什么？
I mean, I wouldn't even know where to start. I'd be like, I mean, I would really, it's challenging, very challenging.
可能对我们大多数人都是被问到这个问题的时候，我们都觉得该怎么回答呢？
So John the Apostle kind of begins his gospel by answering that very question.
然后约翰福音，我们这第一章它就
But he,
有点
but,
类似。
but he's not asking the question about himself, he's asking it about Jesus.
使徒约翰在这里是来回答一个，他不是在回答他是谁，而是在回答他所要传讲的这个道是谁。
And what John does throughout his entire book, through 21 chapters, is to try and remove all doubt that you might have or may have about who Jesus actually is.
整本约翰福音就是将神的真光照给我们，让我们消除所有关于耶稣基督的疑虑和困惑。
Now, interestingly, even John the Baptist was asked this same question later in the chapter.
大家如果还记得，在约翰福音后面，其实还有一个叫施洗约翰的约翰，然后他也被问过神是谁。
So again, we have a lot of Johns here. We're moving from John the Apostle now to John the Baptist.
那大家要注意，这个写约翰福音的不是这个，这是使徒约翰。我们现在所说的是施洗约翰。
And John the Apostle wrote what we just read, not John the Baptist.
使徒约翰写了约翰福音。
It's okay. It was confusing for me when I first started reading. Like, John, which John, who John, what John?
圣经里有很多约翰，可能大家
Right? So, John, in John chapter 1, verse 19, he writes, and this is the record of John, referring to John the Baptist, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? Who are you, John the Baptist? That's what they were saying. Who are you?
在约翰福音的第一章第19节，大概记到了，就是，当时的祭司派人去询问在旷野传道的施洗约翰，你是谁的时候。
And John the Baptist gives the answer in John chapter 1, verse 20. And he confesses and denies not, but confesses. I'll tell you who I'm not. I am not the Christ. I am not the Messiah.
然后在1章20节，施洗约翰说：“我告诉你，我不是那一位弥赛亚，我不是基督。
And John the Baptist just simply goes on and says, Listen, I'm just a voice. I'm just a voice in the wilderness, just like Isaiah said, Prepare the way for the Lord. That's who I am. You're asking me a very hard interview question. I'm just a voice. That's it. preparing the way for someone way greater than me.
他告诉来询问他的这些人，他说的是：“我就只是一个神的声音，一个出口。”然后就像以赛亚书，预言的那一样，要在旷野修直道路，要做神的先锋的这样一个人。
So, who is Jesus?
那谁是耶稣呢？
And why is this such a critical question?
为什么这是一个很重要的问题呢？
It's such an important question, and it's really what the book of John is all about.
这真的是很重要的，因为整本约翰福音就是在讲这个问题。
John's thesis is actually in John chapter 20, verse 31, that says he gives you the reason why he's writing this entire book.
甚至在约翰福音要结尾的时候，约翰也做了这样的见证，他为什么要写这样一本书？
And the purpose of the book of John is to convince the reader or the hearer that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God, meaning he's God, and that if you believe in him, you have eternal life. That's the whole purpose for the writing of this book.
在约翰福音，可能第20章左右，然后约翰也是记载了这样说的是，记这书是为了让所有读的和听的知道，耶稣基督就是弥赛亚，耶稣基督就是神的儿子，信耶稣基督的就会有永生。
So if you want to learn about Jesus, or you have someone in your family who doesn't know who Jesus is, the best book to direct them to in the Bible, I mean, you just don't go, hey, here, read this, start from the beginning. That would not be good advice. Just tell them to read the book of John. That's it. Just stay there. Read the book of John.
如果我们在座的有一些身边的好亲朋好友或者家人不太还没有接触过福音，那你跟他宣讲或分享福音的时候，约翰福音就是一个很好的这个 starting point，对。
You have family overseas. Best book to send them. Book of John. Just send them the book of John. You don't send the whole Bible. They're going to go like, thank you. Put it right here. It's too big.
如果我们有一些在海外的朋友，你把整本圣经发给他，或者分享给他，他可能觉得哇这么厚一本书，但我建议你就先把约翰福音分享给他，让他来读。
The book of John has so much information and transformation packed into it. It would keep all of us busy for the rest of our lives if all we read was the book of John.
约翰福音里面关于真理的启示是如此的深，其实我们用一生的时间来慢慢的认识都不足为
So,
过。
why is that question, who is Jesus, so critical?
为什么耶稣基督，回答耶稣基督是谁这个问题，为什么会这么重要呢？
It's so important is because it determines your eternal foundation.
他之所以如此的重要，是因为他决定了我们对永世的一个看法。
How you answer that question, who is Jesus, will determine your foundation, whether it's eternal or temporal.
我们按照个人怎么来回答耶稣基督是谁的话，这决定了我们。对于永生或永世的看法，
Answering who Jesus is establishes who your highest authority is. Is your highest authority the president? Is your highest authority you? Or is your highest authority him, Jesus?
回答这个问题能够帮助我们认识到，我们是顺服人的还是顺服神的，我们是随从情欲的还是随从圣灵的。
Answering the question who Jesus is also determines your relationship with God himself. You want to have a relationship with God? There's many different paths you can go on, many different religions. But Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, right? I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
回答这个问题也能，帮助我们认识并建立和神真实的关系，让我们认识到神对我们来说到底是不是道路、真理和生命，是不是只有借着耶稣基督，我们才能到父那里去。
So, there are serious consequences to you in how you answer the question, who is Jesus?
所以，我们不要轻慢这个问题，因为有很严重的后果。我们要认真的思想神的耶稣基督到底是谁，对我们来说。
I mean, if Jesus was just a good man, if Jesus was just some historic person and that's it, then you can admire him as most people do. You can say, oh, yeah, he did some nice things. He seemed like a great person.
如果对你来说，耶稣就只是一个好人的话，那你可以，当然你可以去崇拜他，然后那也仅仅如此了。
And that's how most people see him, right? That's how most people see Jesus.
大多数的人可能都只是这样觉得，耶稣他就只是一个好人。
He said some really great things. He was very nice and kind. He did some really great things. That's how most people will see Jesus.
大多数人觉得耶稣就是个好人，他有一些很好的教导，劝人为善的教导，那也仅仅这样了。
But if you answer the question, who is Jesus, saying, well, Jesus is God, then you have to not just admire him, you have to bow before him. And that's much different.
但如果我们的认知从耶稣是一个好人，变成了耶稣基督他就是神的话，这也会改变我们对耶稣的态度。
And so John begins his chapter with what we just read by trying to remove all doubt of what you think about Jesus. He's trying to say, I'm going to tell you who he really is.
所以，约翰福音开篇就是消除当时，也是消除我们在座的弟兄姐妹关于耶稣到底是谁的所有的疑虑和困惑。
And throughout 1 John, if you read the whole chapter, you will see many different testimonies that John is using to declare who Jesus is.
First John.
No, John.
Oh, okay.
No, John. Just in John chapter 1.
这
Yeah,
OK
John chapter 1. Yep.
所以我们仔细读约翰福音第一章的话，其实在这里，约翰为我们做了很多很多关于耶稣到底是谁的这样一个见证。
So, John, if you read the entire chapter, John chapter 1, you will see John the Apostle telling you who Jesus is. Then he'll say, I'll tell you who John the Baptist says he is. And then I'll tell you who Andrew says he is and who Nathaniel says he is. And he's just telling you all these different testimonies. I'm going to give you different examples of what people say about who Jesus is.
大家回忆，然后我们再读一读约翰福音的第一章的话，大家会记得这里约翰为做了见证耶稣是谁，施洗约翰也做了见证耶稣是谁，然后后来比如彼得的那个兄弟安德烈也做了见证。
But we're just looking at one of those testimonies. We're just looking at what does John the Apostle, the one who knew Jesus so well, what does he say about who this word is? Who is this word? Who really is Jesus?
但我们今天就定睛在约翰的这个见证上，让我们来看一看他所宣讲的这个道到底是谁。
And John begins by saying, in the beginning was the word.
约翰福音开篇，太初有道。
Interesting way to begin.
挺有趣的一个开场白。
Makes you think of Genesis chapter 1.
让我们不经意联想到了创世纪第一章第一节。
Makes you think of 1 John where he writes later.
也让我们想到约翰一书的第一。
And at first you may not even know who you're reading about. In the beginning was the Word. Well, who is this Word?
太初有道，那这个道到底是谁呢？
But what John is saying in that very first statement, in the beginning was the Word. He's saying to you, whoever this word is, the word is eternal.
在我们回答他是谁之前，我们要认识到"太初有道"这句话就告诉我们。这个道是自有拥有，从
No beginning, no end. Whoever this word is, they're eternal.
它是永恒的，从永远到永远的一个道。
Then John goes on. If you want to follow, you can if you have your Bibles, John chapter 1, but we're just breaking it down. And then John says, in the beginning was a word, and then he says this, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
然后我们接着往下读的话，就是"太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是
What is he saying?
神。"他在说什么呢？
Whoever this word is, not only is the word eternal, but the word is divine. The word is God himself.
这第二点就是第一点，这个道是从自有永有都在的；第二点，这个道是圣洁神圣的。
So this is ultimate truth you're learning right now. You're reading about the highest level of truth you could ever think. You are going into who is God? That's the ultimate question. Is the mic off? Are we okay? We're good? The mic still work? Okay, we're good, right? You're good. I think you speak loud enough. You're good. You're good. So we're good. All right. So now let's go on. John writing says, all things, this word, all things were made by him. Oh, interesting. This word is a person. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So what is John saying there? Right behind me, that this word, whoever he is, he's the creator of everything that exists, whether you can see it with your visible eye or you need a microscope to see it. Anything that exists, he created. So you see how John is building this. Saying, wow, whoever this word is, he's the ultimate. He's not just some per, he's like, he's eternal. He is God. He is the creator. You can take your time. You can put it on. Okay, yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
We're in no rush. There we go.
使徒约翰。
No one's going to Wegmans today, right? No. Jesus.
I hope
We'll go after.
Sir约翰在这里想, I'm sorry, I forgot what you said.
No, sir. Do you want to put that on or no?
I'm okay, I can have it.
You good? Okay. So the word is the creator of all things. Then John says, this is a huge statement. In him, in this word, was life.
然后紧接着约翰又说到了。 这道有，在这道里有生命。
That means that whoever this word is, they don't just give eternal life, they are eternal life.
约翰福音我们再读那个第四节的话，其实他说的是生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光，所以这个道不是只给我们生命，这道它本身就是我们的生命。
See, we think eternal life is a quality, it's a person. John's saying eternal life is a person. It's the word.
这里约翰给了我们一个很重要的启示，永生它其实就是一个人。
And there's a whole bunch of verses. I'm not going to read them to you, but basically, there's one verse in 1 John 5:20 that says, "And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that does not have the Son of God has not life."
在约翰福音哦，约翰一书第五章，这样记载到，就是，神将他的生命赐给了，神将他的生命赐给了凡信他儿子的，在他的儿子里面有那生命，凡信他儿子的就有生命。
So if you are connected to this word, you have eternal life. When does that eternal life begin for you?
当我们相信这个道的时候，我们就已经和这个道有了连接，我们就已经有了这样的生命。
The moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have eternal life.
当我们从信主耶稣的那一刻，我们就已经开始了有这样永远的生命，
Right now, I have eternal life.
就如我们现在一样，我现在就有这永远的生命在我里面，
And the Bible says that.
因为圣经是这样告诉我们的。
I will not die. You will not die.
我们就是凡信我的不会死，圣经是这样告诉我们。
We just celebrated Easter. You say, how can we not die? I go to funerals all the time. Because you're going to live again. You will not stay dead. You will rise again. You will never really die.
大家还记得吗？上一周我们才刚刚庆祝了这个主的复活，复活节，所以凡信他的必不会永死，在末后的时候，我们必要复活，有新的身体。
Jesus has defeated the enemy, has defeated death itself, defeating death by the resurrection. That's our hope. Oh my goodness, I will never die. Even though I may close my eyes, even though I may look dead, I will come back to life because I have eternal life from God. Wow, that's amazing.
因为我们的主耶稣他已经击败了所有的仇敌，死亡和阴间的权势都已经交给了他，所以在末后的日子， 我们的肉身可能会慢慢的销毁，但是在末后的日子，我们也会复活。
And then if you look at the last part of verse 5, it says, and the life, this eternal life, was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
我们的经文也再一次说到，生命在它里面，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里面，黑暗却不接受光。
This is where it gets very interesting, because this is where Jesus is so different than any other person that's ever existed.
这一点就是和其他一些宗教或理念不太一样的，挺有趣的一点。
Because Jesus doesn't just teach you a path, he is the path.
我们所信的基督，他并不是说来告诉我们一条怎么样通向神的道路，他的宣告是，他就是道路。
Jesus doesn't just teach you a way to follow, he is the way to follow.
他不是说来告诉我们一些教条应该这样行那样行，他乃是告诉我们，我就是道路。
See, many religions will teach you. Study this, practice this. At some point, you'll have more wisdom or more enlightenment.
很多宗教都会告诉我们，我们应该学习这个，读那个，然后来操练这个，读那个，然后慢慢的我们会更有智慧。
But the path to enlightenment rests on you and how hard you work and how smart you are and what you do to attain to that enlightenment, right?
他们这样的教，就这些其他宗教的教导，它其实最终的决定都是取决于你自己，你自己是否有刻苦钻研这些他们要求你读的。
But what John is saying here is you want light, you want enlightenment, you want higher knowledge, you go to a person. You go to a person, and that person is eternal life. And when that person comes into you, you have enlightenment. You have a light that you couldn't get from anywhere. You have a knowledge that you couldn't find anywhere.
但在这里，使徒约翰给我们的解释，并不是让我们苦待己身，乃是如果我们真的是需要智慧，想寻求永远的生命，我们就来到这样一位完全的人、完全的神面前，因为他就是我们的智慧，他就是我们的生命。
So this is what 2 Corinthians 4:6 says. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in your hearts, in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书里面也说过了，神叫那光照在黑暗中，然后这光就能照出我们的不是，也让我们借着这光来到基督的面前。
Have you ever wondered why you think the way you do about God, or why you think about eternal life, or why you see the world differently than non-Christians or people who are not believers in Jesus?
大家有没有思想过，我们为什么都对很多事情的看法和不信神的人有这样大的一个差别和区别呢？
Well, John tells you, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. This eternal life produces in you a wisdom and a knowledge and an enlightenment that you can't have outside of Jesus. That's why you feel different and think differently, because there's a person, the Holy Spirit is residing in you.
我们之所以和外面的人对很多事情的看法不一样，是因为在我们的里面有这样的一个生命，这生命就是我们的光，也是我们的智慧。它在凡事上教导我们，这样的教导是和世上的教导是不一样的。
I mean, haven't you ever tried to talk to others about Jesus and they just don't see it? They don't understand what you're doing. They can't understand why you like the Bible, why you go, they just don't get it. And you're like, why can't they see it? Because they don't have eternal life in them. You see it because you have Jesus, the source, the person of eternal life in you. That's why you're all different. That's why you think so differently than everybody else.
可能大家有些时候，我们也可以思想一下，有些时候我们传福音或者跟别人交谈的时候，就很难理解为什么你就不能，就是在这个地方，就是不认识耶稣基督，你在这上有这样不同的看法呢？那是因为他在他们的里面没有这样的光住在他们的里面，也没有这样的生命在他们的里面。
And how did you get that light? How did you get all that knowledge about God? How did you get that experience from God? Did you have to pay for it? Did you have to be super smart? No, you just submitted. You surrendered and said, God, I'm a sinner. I believe in you. And God changes you. Wow, that's amazing.
弟兄姐妹啊，那我们的这样的一个认知和 智慧又是从哪里来的呢？是我们通过自己的努力吗？不是的，是我们谦卑的在神的面前接受他，相信他，承认他的全知全能，然后得到了这样的一个智慧。
I mean, it's like God said, hey, you want the highest form of knowledge? You want the greatest knowledge any person could ever have? You want to know who I am? Then just believe, submit and believe. God makes it so simple for us. It's so incredible. I mean, it's amazing that that's how he operates.
神，我们的神将这样的一个启示放得这样的直接和简单明了，就是凡渴慕这样更高的智慧和更完全的智慧的，就真的是需要在我们的神面前，神，我们所信的神面前谦卑下来，自然我们就会得到这样的生命和光和智慧。
And you've all experienced that. You've experienced that simplicity. And there's beauty in simplicity. There's genius in simplicity.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹，我们都或多或少有这样的一个经历，就我们所信的神给我们的这个真理是这样的简单和完全。
And this is how you know it's true, because if God really is God, if Jesus really is God, they're going to make it simple because they know they're so much higher than we are. They can't make it super complicated. We'll never get it.
从侧面我们也可以印证，因为我们的神是造我们的神，他的智慧是我们无法测度的，所以他如果用他的。他可以用我们不能理解的智慧来宣讲这样，但是他选择了用一个更加直接明了的方式来启示他自己。
And this is why you know you can have great peace in your heart that you're following the right religion, that you're following the right person in Jesus, because he made it simple for you to know him.
这也因着这样的一个简单明了，让更多的人可以知道，哦，原来我们所信的这样的一个神是真的神。
And he doesn't require anything from you. He just says, believe. You could be a person that's been in a hospital bed your entire life. And you can experience the greatest source of knowledge about God by simply turning to Him and saying, I believe.
然后更还有一点就是我们的信并不就只是要需求我们的信，不需要我们做什么。所以，哪怕你是一个躺在长期卧床在医院的一个人，但只要你相信神是这样一位神，你也能得到这样的智慧和生命。
And that's why you know every religion is false, because every religion says the opposite. Every religion requires that you do something, go somewhere, give something, and that you keep trying and trying and trying and working and working and working, and maybe God will help you.
所以，反正我们也知道，其他的一些宗教的教导是有错误的，因为其他它总是要求你，要么做这个，要么去那个地方，要么在特定的时间做这些事情，这样不断的这样去操练这些他们的一些教条，才能得到神的一个喜悦。
So, if you have Jesus today, if you believe in Jesus, if you receive Jesus, you can be at peace. You should be, have total peace. You should have no more fear of death. You shouldn't be anxious. You've got the answer. Rest in that answer now. You got it. You have it. Enjoy the answer. God's goodness, you're experiencing it. So, enjoy that. Why are you all upset? Like, enjoy it. You have the ultimate answer.
在座的弟兄姐妹啊，倘若我们真正的，口里承认，心里相信耶稣基督是我们的神的话，我们其实内心是有不能震动的平安的，不会被这世上的，忧愁烦恼所困扰。
And then in verse 14, it goes, and the word, this word, right? Because you might be still going, who is this word? Who is this word? And then by verse 14, you go, ah, I know who it is. The word became flesh. This word, God, became human. That's who Jesus is. Wow. Jesus is literally God in human form. Whoa. What a thought.
我们今天的约翰福音太出有道，道与神同在，道就是神。然后这个道，那到底是什么？在14节就得到了一个启示，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。怎么住在我们中间呢？就是道成了肉身，借着耶稣住在了我们中间。
So you can figure it out this way, like this is the way I would think about it. The word is Jesus's divine name. Jesus is God, is his human name, right? But the word is Jesus and Jesus is the word. It's one and the same. It's like, wow, this is amazing.
大家可以这样想，就是耶稣他是我们的神，在道成了肉身，取了我们形象，在世上的这样一个名字，但他就是这样一个，他就是那个创造天地的那个道和真理。
And the Bible says, when it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with us, and the Word dwelt among us, that word meaning he tabernacled with us. So God is saying, I'm not just going to stay in heaven, I'm going to physically come and live among you.
再一次道成的肉身住在我们中间，准确的说，就是像旧约会幕一样，支搭帐篷一样住在我们中间。
And so we see this throughout the Old Testament, where there's that imagery in the Old Testament of the tabernacle, the temple, and there was a place that you had to go to experience God.
其实这是圣经从头到尾的一个神与我们同住的一个启示，在旧约里，无论是借着会幕，或者是借着圣殿。
And what John is saying is that God is no longer dwelling in a tent. God is no longer dwelling in some building, some temple. God now has come to you in flesh. He is literally walking among you. I've seen him. I have been with him, God in human form.
使徒约翰在这里说，就是告诉我们，神不再是居住在会幕中的那个神，也不再是居住在圣殿中的那个神，在这里他已经道成的肉身，取了我们的形象，我也亲眼见过，亲耳听过他的教导。
And this is why John can say, I saw God, I touched God, I walked with God, because God is in human form in before my very eyes.
这也就是为什么使徒约翰他说我亲眼见过，也与我们的这位神行走过，也亲手摸过他。
So this is, I love this picture here because this is sort of the synthesis of what we're talking about. And it says there on the bottom, it says the Apostle John's case is, to say that I can't really, it's cumulative. The power of the incarnation relies entirely on the weight of the outer layers. The eternal, life-giving creator God is the only one who stepped into humanity. Wow.
可能那个字体比较小，大概就是讲的是，使徒约翰讲到，道成肉身这件事情最重要的就是，神道成的肉身住在我们中间，然后这是核心。
Okay, so you have it. That's the information. That's the college class. That's the 101 class. Oh, it's exhausting.
到现在为止，我们大家有明白吗？现在我们所讲的都是关于神的知识和信息，
That's your college lecture. Oh, so exhausting.
就像我们上学时听的一个讲座一样，就关于
When is he gonna stop talking?
什么时候才能完。
So now let's get to the good part. No, that was the good part. That's amazing stuff, right? That's like great stuff, right? That would keep you busy if you thought about it all day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So what is the purpose of John chapter 1? What's the purpose?
那约翰福音第一章到底有什么样的一个意义呢？
Well, the purpose is, as you read John chapter 1, it's to remove doubt. If you have doubt about who Jesus is, if you have doubt about who he actually is, read it. It's to remove doubt. It's so that you don't have to live in doubt, wondering, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, read it and believe it.
它的意义在于能够帮助我们弟兄姐妹、信徒们能够消除对关于耶稣是谁的疑虑。
And so he's trying to give you certainty. Isn't that a great thing? Don't you love certainty? Don't you want to know? And John's like, here, you can know. And people are like, well, I still don't know. Well, I don't know what else to do for you, right? Here, you can know if you read and believe, right? You don't have to live with uncertainty. You can live with certainty if you want to.
约翰借着他的福音书，想给我们更多的关于神的一个确据。
Now, if we could go into a time machine and go back to the time of John, what we would see if we saw Jesus was, oh, he's a Jewish man walking around. That's what you'd say. You're like, wow, he's a Jewish man.
如果有一个时光机的话，我们回到2000年前，我们也可以看见，哦，我们道成肉身的耶稣，他就是一个犹太人。
But if you stayed around long enough, you'd say, he's not just a Jewish man. He's doing incredible things. He's walking on water. He's healing blind people. He's cleansing lepers. He rose from the dead. He must be something more than just a man.
但是如果我们再回到过去之后，再多住几个月的话，我们可能会发现，耶稣基督他可能不仅仅是一个平常的犹太人，因为他能够在水上行走，他让瘎眼的看见，他让瘸腿的蹦跳，他能够 医治那些长期患病的，他能甚至能让死人从坟墓里复活。
And so John is our time machine. We can't go back in time, but John was there. So that's why he's telling us what he's telling us.
可能我们现在造不出这样物理的一个时光机，但是约翰这本福音书就是我们的时光机。
And not only that, John is our scientist. Because if you're a scientist, you go, well, I gotta see it, I gotta feel it, I gotta test it, I gotta look at it. And if I can't verify, then I can't believe, right? That's science, right? Observable fact.
然后约翰同样也是我们的一个这样一个科学的见证人，他因为他确实是他也去亲眼见过、亲耳听过主的教导，然后亲手也摸过主，也和主一起生活过的一个人。
So even John is saying, I'll take the responsibility of being the scientist. I did it for you. Just believe the data, right? Just believe it. Just like you would read a report, right? A lot of times you're not conducting the experiment. You read something, you trust it, and you believe it. Well, that's what John's doing. He's like, hey, I saw him. I touched him. I handled him. I have the facts. Here are the facts.
那就像我们很多时候读一个报告或读一个文献，我们读了就觉得这个报告和文献想的是真的，也没有去特别查考究这个到底是不是真的。在这里读神经的时候，我们读约翰福音，这也就是我们神借着使徒约翰给我们的一个启示。
So your mind, if you're believing, if your mind should be completely at calm right now, you should be like, I know exactly who the Word is. I know exactly who Jesus is. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. I have peace. That question, it should be settled. You should have certainty.
所以，我们如果真的是凭着信心来领受今天的这些经文的话，我们的内心真的是应该有这样的一个平安，和人和神的一个平安。
And what John is trying to say to you is don't just have information. Take the information I'm giving you and let it transform you.
使徒约翰他也不仅仅是想让我们知道读一下这些经，他是希望，借着他所记录的这些圣经的话语，让我们的生命有一个改变。
Believing that Jesus is God transforms you. It's not just information. It is information, but it's much more than that. It activates transformation. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
相信耶稣是神，他不光只是一个简单的口头上的相信。如果真的相信，他会改变我们的生命。
If you look at John chapter 1, verses 12 to 13, John 1, 12 to 13 says this, but as many as received him, that would be me, to me, he gave who? God, Jesus, gave the right. To become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
1章12节说到，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做他神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
You believe in Jesus. Has it not transformed you?
如果我们真的信耶稣基督，
Do you believe in Jesus? Has that belief changed you?
那我们的信有没有带来我们生命的改变呢？
It should.
应该是有改变的。
Because he's God. He is all the things you are. He's eternal life. He gives you the ultimate knowledge. He is the ultimate knowledge. And he's living inside of you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hasn't that changed you?
弟兄姐妹啊，住在我们里面的可是神啊，造天地的神啊，这样的一个真理，难道没有给我们生命带来改变吗？
It should change everything about you.
应该对我们有一个很大的改变。
Have you become a more loving person? A more forgiving person? Have you become a less selfish person? Well, if you have, then you've been transformed by your belief in the divinity of Jesus.
是不是因着我们对耶稣基督的信，我们有没有在生活里变得更加的仁爱、喜乐、和平呢？这样的一个改变，也就是神的道在我们里面做工。
Has believing in Jesus produced more holiness in your life?
相信耶稣有没有让我们的生活更加的圣洁呢？
Where you're like, I don't want to look at those things anymore. I don't want to talk about those things anymore. I want pure things. Has that happened to you?
有没有因着信耶稣基督，我们不再去随从这今世的风俗去看一些邪情私欲或者污秽的东西，乃是说我们要追求一个清洁的心？
Do you feel guilty when you do look at things you shouldn't look at or talk about things you shouldn't talk about? Does that make you feel guilty? You go, oh God, I shouldn't have done that. Forgive me. Well, if you repel from that's a good sign. I mean, wow, there's something different inside of you because years ago you wouldn't have done that. But now you're changing. Now you're confessing. Now you're going to before God because you're seeking holiness. You've been transformed.
可能当我们在做某些事的时候，神的声音会提醒我们，就是我们不应该这样做，我们不应该这样说。当我们有这样的经历的时候，这就是神的改变。可能在我们信主之前，我们不会有这样的一个圣灵的声音的提醒，但是因为信了神，这个圣灵内住，所以保惠师会在各样的事情将他的恩膏、将他的教导指教给我们。
The title for the sermon, Who is Jesus?
今天信息的题目：耶稣是谁？
John says he is God, the creator.
使徒约翰告诉我们，耶稣是神，是创造天地的神。
Well, if he's God, then that has implications. That means, well, if he's God, by definition, he's omnipotent, he's all powerful.
如果耶稣是神，那就说明他是全能的。
If he's God, then he's all-knowing. He's omniscient.
他也应该是全知的。
If he's God, then he's omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. You go to the edge of the universe, he's there. You go to the bottom of the ocean, he's there.
最后一点，他也应该是全在的。
So believing that Jesus is God has huge practical implications for your life.
所以，如果我们相信耶稣基督是神的话，这应该给我们带来很大的一个改变，因为他是全知、全能、全在的神。
I mean, if you take to heart what John is screaming at us to believe, saying, listen, this Jesus is the Word, and the Word was always in existence, and he became human, but Jesus is God.
如果我们真的是用信心将所听的道所调和的话，我们应该得到一个这样的敬畏和生命的改变，因为我们所信的神是创造天地的神，他是全知、全能、全在的神。
And that idea should change you. You shouldn't just go, okay, cool, Jesus is God. Put that on the shelf. Now what?
因为这样，如果有了这样深刻的认知，我们不再会是说哦，耶稣基督就是神而已，就仅仅这样，这样会改变我们的生命的，会。
Because if that's your reaction, if that's my reaction, you won't be changed. Okay, Jesus is God. Got it. Put it right there. I got it. Now I know something. Okay, now what? What's next?
如果我们只是嘴上的敬拜他，心里却远离他，并不承认这是真理的话，那我们生命是得不到改变的。
You have to go, Jesus is God. Wow, that changes everything. That changes my whole day.
如果我们因着顺服、因着谦卑来接受这样的一个真理的话，这样的真理必然会带来我们生命的改变。
Because if I really believe Jesus is God, then guess what? My worries aren't going to have the pull on me and on my emotions that they typically do. Because God's in control. I believe in Jesus. I look to him. He's in control. So I'm not going to panic.
如果我们真信神是全知、全能、全在的神的话，那我们也不会这样被世上的事情这样容易摇动，因为我们深知至高者在人的国中掌权。
Because he's all powerful. He's everywhere. He can do all things. So, what am I worried about? Why am I so scared? I don't have to be scared. I believe in him and he's with me and he's with me right now. He can do all things. He defeated the enemy. I don't have to be that scared anymore.
我们可能自己反思的时候，我们也不会这样说，我为什么会今天在这个事情上这么忧虑，明天在这个事情上为什么会跌倒？我们反而会单单的去将更多的注意力和思想放在神的上面，就会因着神，他是全知、全能、全在的神，相信他带来一个生命的改变。
I'm not talking about eliminating fear. I'm not talking about eliminating worry, though I do believe it's possible, but I haven't experienced it. But I believe it is possible. All I'm saying is you should have less worry if you believe in Jesus. Do you have less worry? Do you have less fear? You should have less, a little less. I'm not saying it's going to disappear, though it could. Most of us, it doesn't, but it should be less if you believe, really believe that Jesus is God and you're praying to him.
我不是说叫我们完全的，就完全做到，就做到完全没有忧虑、没有担心，乃是我们因着，相信我们的主耶稣，在我们不断的操练这个信心，那我们在生活中也会 越来越少的会对很多事情表达出一种很深的担心、担忧。
No, you're filling out the application and you realize, oh my goodness, the deadline was yesterday. I missed the deadline. I went on vacation. I came back and checked my email. Oh, I should have checked it before. I didn't want to. It stresses me out. I missed the deadline.
是上的是啊，就比如你要去交一个申请的时候，你在忙了一天晚上，然后发现，哎，这个，提交的截止日期是昨天啊，我已经错过了这个截止日期，怎么办呀？我该怎么办？该怎么办？
Well, you believe Jesus is God. Pray. Stop panicking. Pray. Take all that franticness and pray.
如果你真信耶稣是神的话，那那个时候我们也应该静下心来向神祷告。
Pray.
我们祷告应该，
And maybe they'll extend the deadline.
可能神会行神迹，那个截止日期他会给你延期一天。
Maybe God doesn't want you working there.
可能你也会认识到，
Oh, but trust him. He's God. He can answer. He can fix it. He could fix it. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. But there's an answer with God. He'll open another door. He always does. He opens something. Trust. He's God. It should change everything.
不要怕，总要信。
Amen.
Amen。
Right? I mean, I say this to my wife all the time when I'm telling you guys. Because, just the other day, oh, my credit card. Now she's driving, thank goodness, because I'm just chilled out. I like that she drives a lot more now. I'm like, this is great. I like being driven around. I don't know why. I don't know. She's just been driving a lot more. I'm like, oh, that's fine. I don't want to drive. You can drive. And she's panicking about the credit card. She thought she lost it. I said, don't worry. Relax. Check your purse again. I did. I emptied it. Check it later. Now, this is in the car. So, she's like looking around, like concentrating on driving. She gets home. She finds it. God is so good. Chill, right? That should be your posture if Jesus is God. Like, pump the brakes. God's in control. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's close with this final example of someone who is transformed by the idea that Jesus is God.
我们最后以这样一个实例来结束今天的信息。
So you guys see how practical our knowledge is, right? This book is so practical. We're getting information to be transformed.
神将他的话语启示给我们，不是让我们只是知识上的认识到，乃是要得到生命的改变。
And believing Jesus is God is absolutely transformative. I mean, it will change everything if you believe that.
如果我们真的是用心灵和诚实来领会这些真理的话，这必定会改变我们在乎的
So
生活。
this person is called Felicitas. Felicitas lived in the second century, around like 100 AD, long time ago.
今天要讲的是关于一个叫我 Felicitas 对，
Felicitas, and she was a Christian.
一个公元第二世纪的一个基督徒，
And she had seven sons,
他有七个儿子。
a lot of children,
很多的孩子，
seven boys. Good
七个，
luck, right? She had good luck.
七个，
Wow, seven boys. Wow, hit the jackpot. That's like Mega Millions. That's the Powerball, right? Seven boys. That's incredible.
还有七个男孩。
I only wanted girls, though. That's I do. My daughters don't believe. Like, what if mom had another baby? Wouldn't you want to be a boy? I go, no, just more girls. They're shocked by it. It's true, though.
我个人更比较
I
感。
have three girls, two female dogs, and five female cats. The whole house is female. I'm the only male in my house. No lie, no lie. All right, you don't have to, they knew, they got it, they got it. So Felicitas has seven sons, right? What a blessing.
这位妇女有七个儿子。
But they're living in the Roman Empire at this time, and there's persecution going on.
当时的背景是罗马帝国，然后对基督徒有很大的迫害。
And Felicitas believed that Jesus is God. She knew that by believing in him, he could do anything, and that she had eternal life.
但是他深信耶稣基督是神，他因着他的信，他相信耶稣基督所。
And you all know and believe what I just said, because you believe, most of you believe that Jesus is God, And that he gives us eternal life. And we know that.
我相信在座的弟兄姐妹，我们也相信耶稣基督是神，然后耶稣基督将永远的生命赐给了我们。
But this is where the information becomes transformation.
但是这个妇女她的这个故事告诉我们，这样的信借着变从理性上的认知到了生命的改变。
Because Felicitas believes what we believe.
这位妇女，这位圣徒，她和我们有同样的信。
But she does something that I don't know if I could even do it. So a question that I have a question mark. Do I really believe what I believe? Because she believes what I believe and she does something incredible.
神借着他成就了，真的是很奇妙、很超乎人想象的事情。
Well, they're told, they're being forced. You've got to bow before, you got to worship other gods. You have to deny your faith. And if you don't deny your faith, you're going to die.
当时罗马帝国的迫害就是说，他们要你否认你所信的这个我们所信的耶稣基督，就是要求这位妇女，然后让他们在别的偶像面前敬拜。
And the Romans are very wicked because they're not going to just kill Felicitas because they know they want her to deny because people are looking to her as a leader. So they start with the sons and they say, we're going to kill each son unless you deny your faith. True story. This is true. That
但当时的迫害和罗马人真的是很邪恶的，对这位妇女的迫害。他不是说直接将这位妇女杀掉，而是说他要将他的儿子一个一个杀掉，直到他愿意否定主耶稣，然后去拜他们的人所造的偶像。
Now, each son also believed in Jesus, that he was God, and that through him they have eternal life. They were believers too. So Felicitas is a believer. All seven sons are believers.
这位妇女不光她是基督徒，她的每一个儿子也信耶稣基督。
So each son is questioned. Deny your faith, reject your faith in Jesus.
她的每一个儿子都被这样的拷问、质问，让他们来逼迫他们，放弃他们的信仰。
One by one, they refuse and they are executed all in different ways by the Romans.
一个接一个，每一个都，最后都是被处决了，以不同的方式。
And Felicitas, the Romans made her watch this. Right? Can you imagine? I mean, this is like a horror. This is horror. This is a horror movie.
那些罗马的士兵还让这位妇女，
Then, after all seven were martyred, they kill her too.
罗马的士兵不光让这位妇女看着她的七个儿子一个一个接着一个被处决，最后也把她也处决了。
It's recorded that these are some of the things that she said because she was encouraging her sons, don't you dare deny Jesus. Don't you do it. You keep believing. That's how she was coaching her sons. Incredible.
接下来我想分享的这些话语，可能是根据史书记载这个。这位妇人是怎么来劝勉她的儿子的？
She's remembered as saying, "Look up to heaven, my sons, where Jesus Christ awaits you with his saints."
她向她的孩子说道：“儿子呀，抬头吧，在天上，耶稣基督和众圣徒在那里等你们。”
She was saying to them, "Stand firm in the faith, my sons. Fear not those Romans who kill the body."
儿子啊，要在信心里站立得稳，不要怕那些只能杀死你身体的人。
What an example for us.
这真的是一个很，
That's transformation.
这就是生命的改变。
On the highest level, which I hope none of us will ever have to experience, but that's encouraging. Wow.
我不希望这样的事发生在我们在座的人身上，但是我们借着这个例子要认识到，神对一个人的改变可以到这样的一个。
She did not weaken out of fear because she knew who Jesus was. He's God. So she had a strength from him to do that.
他并没有在恐惧面前，他的信心就跌倒了。
Only God in you could take that stand. I would couldn't take that stand unless God empowered me to take that stand.
我们作为人，我们的天然人的本性是不可能在这样的试炼上站立得住的。只有神的灵神帮助我们，才能够 做这样的见证。
So that story encourages me because I know that John chapter one is true, and now I'm seeing it practiced in her life. I go, wow, that's true. Look what God can do through you. Look what God can do. Look what believing that Jesus is God can do, knowing you have eternal life in him, what that can do.
再一次，我们相信神的话是完全的，神的启示也是正确的，这个约翰福音也都是真实的。然后再接着这样的一些历史中真实的见证，让我们知道，神的话是可信的。
In our own strength, we would have all failed. There's no way. I'd be like, girls, deny. I'd say to my daughters, deny Jesus. I'll deny Jesus, even though I'm not really going to deny him, but I'll say I'll deny. I have all these mind games going on. I wouldn't be able to have the strength unless God strengthened me in that process.
再一次对我们的提醒就是，按照我们人的本性，按照我们的本性，按照天然人，我们是不可能胜过这样的试炼的。只有神能帮助我们。
So, Felicitas chose eternal reward over earthly preservation.
所以这位妇人她选择了上好的福分，选择了那永远的祝福。
Why? Because she had eternal life in her. She has Jesus in her. So she has a mindset for eternity because of God in her.
因为有神的生命内住，所以他的眼光能看到永恒的事情。
The Bible says, I think this is one of the verses she might have held on to, but I'm not sure. But it says Luke 9:26. It says, "For her, whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory, and as in his Father's, and of the holy angels."
我在想，可能这位妇女当时可能在思考路加福音里面的一句话，就是，凡是那些以我和我的道为耻的人，在人子和他的众天使荣耀中降临的时候，人子也将以他为耻。
So as we close, I want you to understand this. John wants you and me to enter the rest of the gospel knowing one thing.
我们今天结尾的信息就是，我来提醒大家。
That Jesus is not just a man.
耶稣他不仅仅是个人，
Jesus is God in human flesh.
他是神道成了肉身。
And if that is true, everything in your life should change.
如果我们真心相信耶稣基督是神道成了肉身的话，就将改变。
You shouldn't be searching anymore.
我们也不会再去世上去
You
寻求，
shouldn't be waiting anymore.
我们也不会再去等待什么弥赛亚。
In Jesus, you have the answer.
因为各样的答案都在耶稣基督里得到了印证。
Let's pray.
我们祷告，
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父，
we come before you humbled by the truth of who Jesus is.
因着耶稣是谁，我们谦谦卑卑来到你的面前。
Jesus is not just a teacher, not just a prophet, but God in human form.
我们的主耶稣他不仅是一个教师，不仅是一个。先知他是神，你
Father, forgive us for the times we have treated you as common.
主啊，你原谅我们有些时候，这样轻易的对待你。
Forgive us for the times we have searched for more when you have already given us everything in Jesus Christ.
主啊，你原谅我们，纵使你将天上各样属灵的产业都在基督里给了我们，我们有些时候还在寻找。
Heavenly Father, open our mind to see Jesus more clearly.
主啊，你给我们明亮的眼睛，让我们能够更多的来欣赏主耶稣的荣美。
Give us faith to remove every doubt, every confusion, every false understanding of who he is.
给我们更多真实的信心，让我们不受这错误的教导的扰乱。
Let your truth settle in our hearts that Jesus is the light, the life, and that he is enough.
愿你的真理在我们的心里扎根，让我们知道。耶稣就是道路、真理和生命。
Lord, I pray for each person here that you will strengthen every person in this church today.
主啊，我将在座的众弟兄姐妹都交托在你的手里。
Lord God, where there is fear, bring them peace.
心里有恐惧的主啊，你给他们不能震动的平
Lord, where there is worry, bring them assurance.
安。他们心里有担忧的主啊，你给他们这样一个安宁。
Lord, where there is turmoil, bring them rest.
心有劳苦愁烦的主啊，你给他们得安息。
We thank you, Father, for Jesus. We thank you for today.
主啊，我们因着今天的时间，因着主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Fill each person with your Holy Spirit.
愿圣善的灵充满我们，
May they know you love them.
让我们借着圣灵知道你是如此的爱我们。
May they feel that love today when they look to you, God, on the cross and coming out of the tomb. May they feel that love.
让我们能切切实实的感受你在十字架上说对我们的爱。
We pray this all in the holy name of Jesus.
奉主的圣名，
Amen.
好吗？